All right, up next we have Sun Bucket with Dream Machine.
Moving shadows on the wall, I lose myself within the thrall. Flip the switch and then observe aurora on my optic nerve. Incandescent reverie, I close my eyes so I can see it. Synchronize my alpha waves, watch the flicker of the waves. Hit the target RPM and let it spin me out again. Mr. Geisen, you are so kind to put these proboscopic images inside my mind. And whenever I want them, I have to do is dream, 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 dream on my dream machine.
And this is another driving, engaging song. The verses are on the dull side, but everything else is a jam. I thought it's weird that the end is cut off, and we keep on bringing this up to the point that I wonder if people are just punking us now. But yeah, I thought this is good surf rock, reminds me of the Cramps, and it's enjoyable, yeah.
I had some of the same notes. I would classify this as sort of garage rock, surf rock type thing. The reverb on the guitar sounds pretty great. Like, there's a lot of mud in the reverb. Like, the overall effect I would describe as thick and sludgy, which is a cool sort of effect. I feel like the vocal melody in the chorus is one of the stronger elements of the song. And it might be that the chorus is strong, or it might be that the verses are sort of weak, as Ryan pointed, but chorus is definitely my favorite part of this song. It reminds me not of the Cramps, but of this Tacoma band called Girl Trouble, which I always think of when I listen to this song. What do you think, Mike?
Which bit are you calling the chorus, just so I'm clear as to what I'm going to say next?
Oh, I'd have to look at the lyric sheet. Let me see. It's the strobing lights that hypnotize, entertain my brain behind closed eyes. I think that's the part I'm talking about. It goes to sort of a minor key melody.
Because I think the chorus is the Mr. Geisen, you were so kind to put these, that's the bit that's repeated. And if that was the chorus that you were saying was a really strong bit, I was going to become the anti-chumpy, because it's a really weak bit for me. But the bit just before what I think is the chorus, which I've called a pre-chorus, the synchronize my alpha waves, is stellar. Absolutely.
Okay, that's, you know, maybe it's the pre-chorus that I'm thinking of now that I think about it, yeah.
This is one of my favourite bits of the round. Do you want me to repeat all of that so you can actually use it?
Oh, nothing gets cut.
Okay. I'm comfortable looking an idiot. It's fine. So my favorite bits of the song, what I call the pre-choruses, the synchronize my alpha waves and witness to the revolution. There's just something about the melody, the choice of chords, the guitars. I absolutely love that bit. It's a real high point of the round for me. The rest of the song, I was a bit so-so on. The verses, the choruses all sound quite uniform to me, quite, I wouldn't say monotonous. Monotonous is the wrong word, but monotonous in the sense that they're unchanging. They're sitting in a similar kind of pattern. But those pre-choruses absolutely soar.
Yeah, there's less emphasis on melody, I think, in the other parts. Yeah.
Yeah. What I loved about the process was he used a cut-up technique to create the lyrics. And if he hadn't said that, I absolutely would not have guessed it, because it all makes narrative sense. I mean, for those that don't know what the cut-up technique is, as far as I understand it, I've never used it. You write your song, or you write all the lyrics for your song, you chop them up into pieces. There might be words, there might be sentences, you mix them all up and you pull them out at random and put them together. And yet this works. Narratively, it works. I think the process is designed to find hidden meanings beyond the conscious workings of the author. You're supposed to be able to find things that are hidden within the words without you actually manipulating the words yourself, leaving it almost a chance. And it absolutely works. A dream for a song about dream machines, that's entirely apt. I did quite a lot of research into dream machines. I thought that was quite an interesting concept, and you can buy them. They're about £500. I don't know what that is in US, but about £500 from a company in France, and you can sit one in front of your face and get off your tits on it, if you like, because it does something to the frequencies behind your closed eyes that cause you probably to have an epileptic fit. And there are, because I started the research because I thought this surely must be a fit or a seizure kind of risk. And indeed, the French company's website is full of warnings about don't do this if you're prone to seizures or have any kind of photosensitivity. But it seemed a neat concept. I almost bought one, but then I thought, well, maybe I might have that sensitivity. Maybe best not to.
500 quid is a bit of a lark.
It's a lot of money just for a punt on a whim.
Yeah. You could just punch me really hard. I get the same. People pay me for that. So no, I'm going to do a show and tell really quick. I'm going to take 20 seconds. Hold on.
All right.
If he's got a dream machine, that's going to blow my brain.
He might bring out a William S. Burroughs book that uses the cut-up technique. I know Ryan has a very extensive library. So
yeah. I think it was him and this guy that's referenced in the song that kind of invented it, I think. I think Burroughs used it quite a lot. So it's a neat technique. I don't really understand how he's come up with such a cohesive lyric by just mixing up all the words.
Yeah, he might have put his hand on the scale a little bit.
Yeah, you think? Okay, yeah. A certain amount of putting out a sentence going, no, that doesn't work. Put that one back and put out a different one, maybe.
I suspect that's a first edition Burroughs. Oh, it's Cut Up or Shut Up by William Burroughs. Very cool. Is a signed first edition, one of your many?
Yeah, I know. This is first printing.
Well, that book has a link to one of my favorite American bands. Massively underrated. The band Thin White Rope, you aware of them? From Davis, California, kind of mid to late 80s. They fizzled out in the early 90s, named after William Burroughs' description of ejaculation in that book, which he describes as the Thin White Rope. And that's where they took their band name from. If you've never listened to them, go listen. They are an amazing band and much missed. I absolutely adored them. I followed them on tour in the late 80s. I saw about 6 shows on their tour in the UK. Just astounding musicians. Amazing.
You know the other band that got their name from Burroughs?
The more famous one, maybe?
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's Steely Dan.
Steely Dan, yeah.
Okay.
It's a enormous steam-powered vibrator or dildo. in one of his books, and Steely Dan took their name. So
cool. My favorite band name origin story is Biffy Clyro. Are you aware where they got their name from?
No.
So when they were all living poor, unemployed people trying to be musicians, they had a pen in the house that had a picture of Cliff Richard on it, and it was the Cliffy Biro. And they just swapped the letters around to the front and called the name Biffy Clyro. Such a silly way to name a band.
That's great. Where did Dutch Widows come from?
Nobody has ever picked up on what that name means. It's a Jacobean phrase for a prostitute. It was in a place. And my son went to Shakespeare's school. He went to the school that Shakespeare allegedly went to. And they do, I mean, they're not Shakespearean plays. It's Jacobean pre-Shakespeare. They have a group called the Edwards Boys. Edwards is the name of the school. He's called King Edwards. And they put on, they were traditionally all male cast plays because back in the 1500s, they were all male cast. They put on these groups of boy plays back from the 1400s and 1500s. And I mean, they're brilliant. They do them so well. They're so entertaining. And a Dutch widow is an insult that somebody throws at somebody in one because it's the name for a prostitute. And they're basically calling them a woman of the night. And I thought, oh, good band name. And at one point, my son was trying to find a name for a band. I literally just went through a play. I had a couple of them, a Jacobean plays. Just picks out all these phrases and just circled Dutch widow and said, you can't have that one. I've got that one. But they're replete with brilliant little three-word phrases that you could use as a band name. And no one has a clue. I've even made a song. My song, The Last New Ryan, I can't remember, do you have to refer to yourself or something? You had to refer to a band name, that was it, wasn't it? You had to mention a band in the round zero. And I sung a song about the Dutch Widows and about the fact that nobody's bothered to look up what it actually means. It's an entirely unsuitable name for a band, but nobody's ever done their homework to check.
That's cool.
Amuses me anyway, so.
Yeah. I still have a hard time explaining that our band name is Jerkatorium to people and what that does or doesn't mean. So,
does that have Latin roots, I presume?
It's a Simpsons reference. Everything is in the U.S. now. So
yeah, there's this episode "Smoke on the Daughter," I think it's called, where Homer and Bart, they make a beef jerky making operation in their basement. and Bart is trying to sell Apu their jerky, and he opens the door to the basement and says, "Welcome to our jerkatorium."
Okay.
And of course, you know, most people are familiar with the internet slang dictionary version of jerkatorium, which is like a dateless man's man cave that he goes and
That's what I assumed it was. I assumed it was a masturbation reference.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that wasn't lost on Ryan when he came up with the name.
There's something a little, you know, self-pleasuring about music generation for us. I mean, it's not about the money.
Right? Thank God.
Yeah. How far in the red are we?
Just got to add up my guitar collection right now.
Yeah. Guitars, equipment, time. Oh, my God. Man hours. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a lot of information about Sunbucket.
I'm glad we spent a long time on Sunbucket.